A daily news bulletin covering major national issues for deaf Australians is at risk of being shut down if it doesn't get funding in the upcoming federal budget. The federal government currently provides permanent funding for news delivered in more than 60 spoken languages, and Deaf Connect, the operator of Auslan 90, is pushing for similar funding. Powered Media disability rights reporter Emma Myers spoke with CEO Brett Casey, speaking through his interpreter, Duke Molinar.
Providing access to news in Auslan, Australian Sign Language, to the Australian deaf community. It's regularly published at 1 p.m. every day, as to ensure the deaf community can access daily news. A lot of news is provided in auditory methods, spoken languages, as well as captions, which isn't fantastic. And so this provides an Auslan equivalence to accessing daily news. It is currently funded by the Department of Health, Disability and Ageing through an ILC grant. We also partner with SBS to receive the content every day in terms of the news content. And just to ensure that we are presenting current and up-to-date news every day to the Australian deaf community.
And you said it's funded by the government, but the funding is set to run out in June. What will happen if you run out of funding and it doesn't get renewed?
So it's currently funded through an ILC grant, so Information Linkages Capacity Building Grant, initially with the Department of Social Services, now Department of Health, Disability and Ageing. We've developed the proof of concept to ensure that we can sustain a news program. If we do lose that funding, which does, the ILC grant does expire June 30, so we don't have any further funding for that, but we have put in a pre-budget submission to secure its future. If we lose that, if we aren't successful in our budget submission, it means 30,000 Auslan users won't have access to current news in Auslan. We've had 300,000 views over the last 18 months. It's important for us to keep this daily news program going. And the government currently funds 60 different languages in terms of access to news. And so why is Auslan excluded from that list of language access? Auslan is another language other than English.
Why is this important? Why is this service vital?
If you think about it, Australians that get up in the morning can listen to the news or watch ABC News and go about their daily routine or morning routine while listening to the news that's playing on TV. When you get into your car, you can listen to the news on the radio, or if you're catching public transport, you can still access news and podcasts through auditory methods. For everyday deaf Australians, that doesn't happen. We don't have access to radio. We may see a snippet on TV if we're following the captions. We miss a lot of that information through our daily routines. And so this is an opportunity where you can receive on-demand daily news, knowing what's happening in an Australian context as well as in an international context, and to ensure that we're informed. And so we have the Iran war happening at the moment. With fuel prices going up, and we don't necessarily make that connection without accessing news in our language. It's critical as an Australian member of the Australian society that we have a responsibility to ensure that all Australians, all our constituents and citizens, have access to news to be able to make informed decisions in their life. For me, it's a no-brainer. It provides access to deaf Australians to daily news. And if I can use a Labor slogan from the 1973 election campaign, which was called, "It's time." And it's time. It's time for deaf Australians to have a voice, to be able to access news like any other Australian citizen. The investment that we're asking for is quite minimal, but the return on that investment is 5 to 1. So it's a no-brainer to fund this from my point of view. And it's time. It's time that deaf Australians have access to daily news and information that they're not currently receiving.